Hello, good afternoon. Thank you so much for holding. How's your day going so far?
It's okay, Andy. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Doing excellent. It feels like a Tuesday. Kind of busy, hectic. It's almost there. We're almost halfway, so no real complaints here. So happy Tuesday to you.
Happy Tuesday to you, buddy.
Awesome. And who has the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Aaron. Same guy. This is Aaron.
Nice.
It's just, I get a lot of these calls, man. So I'm just, sometimes it seems like spam. Sometimes it seems like scams. So, I try to get down to it kind of quickly to see what's going on before I waste time. So what are you guys offering?
Yeah, we're a premier Google channel partner. So we specialize in that map section, which is that top recommended campaign. We optimize with search
terms. Please talk English to me. Like, I don't do what you do. So just probably try to talk, common, stupid to me. Because I don't know exactly what you're talking about. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Yeah, thank you. And, so I specialize in putting companies on the map section of Google, which is the top recommended map, right? I'm sure you notice when you do a search, right, you look for any search term or keyword, that map shows up. So you're going to lock up one of those spots for every keyword and search term that you want to target.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. And it's
I'm trying to get into, yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
So, okay, no. First, go ahead, tell me what you got. Yeah. So what you got?
Yeah. So, yes, sir. Yeah, we also cover Facebook advertising. So you got social media ads included with the first page. And
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you noticed it, or you kind of know that Facebook and Google, they basically track and follow our search everywhere, right? I mean, Aaron, if I'm looking for shoes, if I'm looking for certain types of services, if I'm looking for a Ford F-150 or a Chevy Silverado, my phone would track it and then feed me ads on my social media feed, right? I'm sure you noticed it before, huh?
Yeah. We know that, yeah.
Awesome. So you're going to cover that same ad campaign combined with the first page and directories, because we understand that's where about 90% of the buying decisions are made when someone does a search.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and the major benefit with this listing is that it just became available within our company, and we're filling it today. So once we work with you, we're going to close out the category, and we can't work with anyone else that does what you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure you see a value in being placed on the search engines in front of your competitors for your search terms, right?
I'm sorry?
I'm sure you see a value in being placed on the search engines in front of your competitors, right?
Yeah, of course I do. Of course I do.
Right. And we also link, advertise, and promote the website, the one that you have on that first page. A lot of people don't know this, but if you just kind of have a site out there with not linking it to advertising or Google first page listings, people are having to type it word for word just to find it. So we'll brand, market, and advertise the site. So you get first page promotion. What the price?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to lock in last week's holiday credit that we had going on during the Memorial Day week. Normally, you don't let me apply credits that already passed. But I'm definitely going to lock in that rate just so you can get the best rate. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's that rate?
Yeah, I sent over a quick text message. I'm not sure if you're able to kind of hear it kind of zip in or ping in by chance on your phone with our pricing.
Get an Apple. Mm-hmm.
And I should say click on our link to see the pricing, and it has a direct link with a .com SEO packages, I believe.
I see the link, CEO packages, okay.
Awesome, yeah, and once you open it, you can see the 19 years of industry expertise, 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating, and there's 4 packages. There's a Pro, there's a Platinum, a Premier Platinum, and then the Ideal Package. So you're getting everything in the Platinum package. Normally it's $599, and there's a $299 setup fee. We're going to waive the setup fee and bring your price from $599 to just $299 month to month.
And this is for what package?
The Platinum package. Mm-hmm. So that's the $599 program. There's usually a $299 setup fee also. That's valued at around $900 to get it started. Today, we'll waive the setup fee and then cut your price in half, 50% off to just $298 month to month.
$298, but there's no, okay, $298 month to month, and this is a contract?
Oh, no, no contracts. We're Premier Google Channel Partners, so everything is month to month with channel partners. No contracts.
SEO creation, Facebook Meta advertising. What's Facebook Meta advertising? Like, what is, like, you're going to set up, like, a lead page or something?
Yeah, an ad. That's the Facebook ads. So you get that Facebook advertising campaign. So that's kind of like the one I mentioned where whenever someone says types in a search term, solar panels, audiovisual services, solar panel company installation near me, not only are you showing up on Google first page,
I really
but then
don't want to. I really don't want to. I need to update my page. I don't want to really do the solar stuff. I really just want to focus on the AV. I had a partner that was doing solar, but that partnership has dissolved. You know, so I need to update my page.
Oh, got it. So home audio, media rooms, installations, outdoor.
Yeah. That's what I really do. And I really want to focus on, you know, I just kind of made a decision to I want to do all of it, but to get in the door, I just wanted to focus on, you know, TV hangs, you know, just the kind of new construction, new home ownership, TV hangs. That's what I get a lot of, to be totally honest. And then from there, I kind of worked my way into other stuff, you know. So I'm actually in a bit of a rebranding mode right now. I want to get into, I got an idea to kind of do some cookie cutter stuff because cookie cutter AV stuff. So that's kind of like how I want to rebrand myself. I've been doing this for 20 years, but a lot of people don't really need all that I can do, but mostly everybody needs a TV hang, you know?
Very true.
I want to start to just brand myself as the cookie cutter guy that does the great TV hangs plus a bunch of other stuff or, you know, little stuff to just kind of rebrand and just say, hey, man, if, you know, a lot of people think they can't get stuff done with what they have, and I want to kind of open that door and kind of say, hey, man, I can work with what you have, you know, before you spend money on all this other big stuff, because I've seen a lot of people get ripped off. I'm trying to rebrand like that, and I wanted to target, when I say new home ownership, that's usually a younger couple, but I also target like senior citizens, like older couples, you know?
Sure.
And stuff like that, because they tend to be a hot market. Like they don't know. They want stuff simple. You know what I'm saying? They want stuff simple. And that's really what I want to do. I want to do, at this point in time, I'd rather do simple jobs. I'd rather do 3 to 4 simple jobs a day, every day, you know, than just one complicated job for the whole week. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. Just kind of go in, get in your money, and get out quick and easy.
Yeah. That's really where I want to be at, and just fill up the calendar with kind of simple stuff. I know it can turn into something else, but a lot of people nowadays with the industry, people are not spending money like they used to on AV anymore. There's a lot of smart home packages and home in a box stuff, you know, so that's really what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get in with, and I'm just giving you all this information because I know SEO or you know, certain stuff is kind of like, it's all important, but, you know, when people say new, I don't think they're going to say new home construction, but they're probably just going to say basic TV mounting or, you know, just.
Yeah, as far as typing. Yeah, no, very true. And no doubt, it's perfect for rebranding, especially with, you know, ignoring and not targeting the solar panel service. That's exactly what we're here for, is targeting the services you want to do and what you want to target as far as a business. And, yeah, it's also really nice as far as rebranding and targeting, retargeting ads, they're called. So, like I mentioned, how when you search for something, whether it's a TV install, a residential TV install near me, right, it's getting tracked. So what will happen is you'll show up on Google, and then you'll have ads show up on their Facebook feed with photos, videos, and a call to action. So with combining those, yes, sir, that's exactly what we'll do. And, yeah, if there's a certain elderly area or maybe the younger generation or the newer, younger houses, right, that's exactly what it's there for. You could even target even certain genders when it comes down to that ad. So it's really targeted to what you want. And we don't expect you to know about zip codes and what they search. Of course, we'll look at analytics down to what's converting, what they click on as far as the search word. So you're always getting the best return on investment. And of course, with all this, I mean, Aaron, you get a dashboard. Of course, as Google Channel partners, we have to give you insight on the keywords, conversion, new numbers that are contacting. You could also make small changes like switching over photos, switching over hours, forms of payments through the dashboard. So you're still in control and also tracking everything that's going on as far as movement and keyword search terms that are the high performing. Absolutely.
So what does that mean? That means that I have to type in a bunch of stuff? No, not at all.
It's you'll get a login credential for like a username and password, right? And you go in and you just log in and you could see everything that you're programmed for as far as what we're doing for you as far as advertising. So yeah, if you ever want to make a change or a small change, you could do so, or you could just give us a call directly and we can make any adjustments, whatever is easier for you. Yeah. So it's really nice back office tool. It's also a bundle, so you could actually see what's working, what's not. You're also going to start generating 5-star Google reviews, and we have a review generated tool through our dashboard. So as soon as someone puts a 5-star rating, you can actually see what they're writing and also give them a response back to the 5-star review they're putting next to your Google page.
So does it go in live? Like it goes in live? Like there's no, I guess so, right? Like does it, yeah, I guess my question is, yeah, when they give me a rating, it goes in live straight to Google. Like, so if they want to say, hey, you suck, it doesn't give me any chance to hit them back or communicate with them.
Yeah, there is. Absolutely, yeah. Of course, with the review generated tool, the way that works is you're in control of where you send that and who you send that to. So if you kind of finish the job, they kind of mention like, hey, I want to write you a Google review. You did a really good job. I'm satisfied with your work. Then those are the people that you would send that to as far as like an automated message. And it'll say something in regards to, you know, thank you for choosing our services. If you need any help, feel free to call us. Please, if you have a few seconds, write a Google review or star rating, and it'll just have a live link to your Google page, which is huge when it comes down to generating good 5-star reviews.
No, I know. Yeah, I've done some of this before. Are you not, you don't have access to see my Google rating page before?
It looks like I just have your website attached, but I take it it's under Kingdom Brothers USA, that the Google page. Is it under this number or would it be a different number?
So Kingdom Brothers USA is the domain because I was trying to add solar and a bunch of other things.
Well,
but really, the original page was Kingdom Brothers AV. Kingdom Brothers AV.com. Like, you know, so I think the Google review thing may be under Kingdom Brothers AV because I used to have a Kingdom Brothers AV and shoot people that link so that they can send me a review, you know?
Sure. Sure, I could definitely look them up and just figure out where your Google listing's at. Of course, what we'll do is just enhance it. Make sure to target surrounding areas and keywords. So you'll get better ranking. You'll get that optimized as far as the Google page. And you'll get much more better results. We're also linking and including Facebook and Facebook advertising. So you get the social media platform. And then directories that are pretty expensive, like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, are also bundled along with the smart car searches, like Teslas, BMWs, Mercedes, which is a huge, huge book of business with the high-end people searching on their smart cars. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So literally going to cover you on all bases with the package. But, I mean, I'm sure since it's month-to-month, I'm sure it's fair enough to give us a shot here monthly so we can earn your business and show you how good it works, right?
Yeah, yeah, it sounds like it's fair enough. I need something that's going to work, that's going to bring in some money. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, no, it is. And that's the nice thing about it. My clients usually see a 12-to-1 return just because of everything we're including. It's not just one market that we're attacking. It's the geo-targeted, retargeted ads with the Facebook ads, which are huge. And also
so you're
directories.
You're going to create a Facebook ad?
100%. Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. A Facebook business profile and a Facebook ad is what we're branding.
Do you have any type of examples already that I can see what you've created?
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. I can send that to you now. And, nice thing about the ad is you could always change it. You could always make adjustments. You have a team of technicians that do this for a living. They look at analytics and algorithms, so they knew what's converting and what people search in your area with that ad. And I pass it over to you. I'm not sure if you're able to kind of click on the link or see that message. It's going to say click on the link to open a preview of the Facebook ad.
I see this this heating and air conditioning thing.
Exactly. So that's how the ad would look. You can see the click to call there on the bottom. A brief description of the 20 years expertise, a little bit about their services, their mission. So everything is pretty direct, phone calls. So this is what's going to show up as a sponsored ad on their Facebook feed whenever they see you or type in anything on Google.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I seen that. That seems pretty basic, more text or whatever. But, I mean, hey, if that's what works, that's what works.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's what people like. And it's the nice thing about it is it's because they're searching it, right? So it's perfect. It's not like, we're just throwing ads out to people and, you know, kind of like how they used to do with the flyers on the door, right? Like, hopefully somebody sticks. But this, it's people that are already needing and searching your search terms. So it's a high conversion ad. And it kind of gives them more info, more description, and you could run promotions, veteran credits, free estimates for seniors, FaceTime. You know, some people I know, they like to use FaceTime rather than drive to locations to kind of see exactly what they need as far as the job. So this is something that will help you advertise and brand that a little bit more for your business. Mm-hmm.
How would you use FaceTime? What do you mean?
Yes. So I don't know, gentleman, but he does a little bit of plumbing work. And a little bit of kind of remodeling for houses. So before he goes out there and he kind of drives out far, he'll tell the client to kind of FaceTime him and kind of just show him what they need. So same concept. It's going to save you time, save you money. And it's just kind of like an idea that was pretty smart of him, right, that I kind of like to throw out to my potential clients, that you don't even have to drive anymore. You could just kind of FaceTime and say, hey, look, I'll give you an estimate of this, this, and this. And that way you're not going out for a kind of like a small job, and you know exactly what you're looking at as far as the job you want to do and what you need to do it. Mm-hmm.
No, absolutely. You guys, like, do you also incorporate I had a questionnaire created. I don't know where it is right now, but do you actually incorporate that? I had a whole acuity calendar link thing set up where they can click, hey, and it may be on my website.
Oh, like book it? Yeah, like book a...
Yeah,
you still have it. Yeah, schedule an appointment tab. I see it here.
I think when you go into that, it actually asks a couple of questions about, you know, the home theater or what you need. Is that still correct?
Yeah, I clicked here. Let's see. It looks like I went back. So
AV side, not the solar, but the AV side, yeah.
Yeah, the TV installation basic. So I clicked that, and then it takes me directly to the calendar, just kind of showing your availability. So,
So it goes to
scheduling. It's Acute scheduling powered by Acute.
Yeah, Acute. It doesn't have anything where it asks you some questions, because I had set that up in Acute, but I don't know if it's still kind of...
Oh, yes, absolutely, yeah. Once you actually click on a time, it's May 29th tomorrow, it looks like you have 4 and 7 p.m., so if I click 4 and I, you know, select and continue, yes, sir, yeah, the first name, last name, number, email, do you have some or small equipment for installation?
What
size
that helps,
of the TV?
Yes, can you incorporate that, or...
Oh, absolutely, yeah, and that's actually really nice in advance, and that's something that will run on the ad where, you know, something in regards to, you know, booking your own scheduling or scheduling your own time, based on availability, and also kind of, you know, people like that. People might be working and might be on a computer, you know, but need the service done but don't have time to talk. So once they see that you kind of offer that through the ad and they have to just kind of click here to book an appointment, and they see that through an ad, that's going to go directly to that section on your website where it kind of shows the services, the different times and hours, and also once they click the time, of course, they could write a brief description of the job they need. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely. That's something really neat. But, yeah, we could definitely link it and then also kind of advertise that you have that available where they could kind of book their time and then kind of fill out a questionnaire so you can kind of get the best quote for them, you know, as soon as you get the message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're trying to,
That's perfect.
Get that up, I guess, yeah.
That's a great question. And, yeah, you know, if they're called subcategories or sublinks that we're also able to kind of tap in as well. So if you kind of want them to click here to book an appointment through the ad and they click on it, it'll go directly to schedule an appointment section. It wouldn't take them to that home page. So that's the nice thing about, you know, the branding.
And not take them, that's good. It'll take them straight there instead of, because I really don't want them to see the solar part. Just, you know what I'm saying? Let me ask you this. Down the line, is that something you guys do? Can you clean up my website or what?
Great question. We do offer our own sites and our own domain names. But if you own the domain, we'll use yours, but it'll be an updated template. Since it's somebody else's site or somebody else's template, looks like you went through Websites 360. So they would be the ones kind of in charge of making the adjustments or changing their template or making adjustments to photos. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I can hit them back up to do that. I gotta.
Yeah. But it works hand in hand with the site. We're going to not make changes, but link and advertise it and also promote it on different platforms, run ads behind it. And that's what people don't kind of get it. Nowadays, it's like a digital click. That's what really matters, is how many people are clicking into your site, because that's what Google's calculating up there with the web crawlers, that, hey, people are actually liking this service because of how many clicks they're getting. So they're going to start ranking organically around the area for all the search terms they want to target. So that's kind of the main goal, is generating clicks, impressions to your name, your Google page, and then generating the reviews that will stay with you long term. So you leave with a much stronger, you know, presence and footprint. And that's the nice thing also, is it doesn't matter if you do this for 6 months or 6 years, you'll still leave with the reviews, photos, rankings, star rating that we help you generate. So we couldn't take that away from you as far as your Google page. You'll leave with that and a stronger presence that you came in with.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How soon do you think you get all this up and running?
Good question. Yeah, we'll basically create the profile, send everything to you in writing while we're still on the phone together. I'm actually going to make sure you get your invoice, your terms, kind of open it up together. And typically with the programming, we have a client interview with the technicians. really nice, really smart, and that's kind of where they get the meat and potatoes of, you know, keywords, areas, specific areas you want to stay away from, specific age groups or demographics, right, as far as crossing the T's and dotting the I's. And typically we have them live and active as far as the Google page and optimized with search terms within about 5 to 6 business days. Facebook ads typically take a little bit longer, about 7 to 10, 12 days to get those live and active. And then directories and mobile platforms, like the smart cars, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, those are typically within about 5 to 7 days. Mm-hmm. So, of course, we like to under-promise and over-deliver, so I've seen campaigns up and running within about 2 to 3 days, Aaron. So we work really quick just to make sure you get the results as fast as we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. And what was else I was going to ask you? Well, guest photos. And you said you talked to a guy. You talked to somebody. Like, are they going to? Oh, that's what I was going to ask. Is there someone in you was saying, hey, you know, if you, you know, you take on an AB client, so now you can't take, you won't take on anybody else, right? I don't know exactly what that means, but I guess, I mean, it would, I don't understand how you wouldn't take on anybody else if they had an audio video. You just wouldn't take on anybody else within your
zip code. Yeah, your area.
My zip.
Exactly. You know, yeah. Well, of course. Yeah. If there's, you know, somebody else and they offer similar or different service. Yeah. But we wouldn't want to put you in the same first page listing together. It's kind of like a conflict of interest. You know, we want to make sure to maximize the results, and that's why people stay with us. 19 years of expertise.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Well, if 19 years of expertise, then I'm pretty sure you should have somebody who has done this before, whether it relates to audio, video, home theater, smart home type stuff. Is that correct?
Oh, like, yes. I
was with someone before who really didn't have a clue, and it's like I had to create everything for audio, video, and I'm like, dude, I need somebody who knows the industry. You know, I know how to do the work, and I can give you certain terms, right? But I can't lay out all the what do they call it? The word, what do they call it? All the
search terms and keywords and the digital aspect of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't lay all that out. I need somebody who knows how to do that to make a profit.
That's extremely important. And that, yeah, we have technicians in-house that, you know, have analytics. They look at algorithms down to what's converting and the zip codes and cities you want to cover. So you're always programmed for what's recent and what people are converting with as far as the live analytics. And we don't expect you to know about keywords or search terms or zip codes. You just say, hey, guys, I like this area. I want this county. I want to stay away from this city, and I want these search terms specifically. And we'll do the back-end research as far as legwork. Before anything ever goes programmed or ever goes live on the Internet, it does get sent to you as far as, like, an approval just to make sure it's how you want to be optimizing, you know, for the areas you want to cover.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I know you're the sales guy, right? It sounds like you're the sales guy, but at the end of the day, I really need somebody who can look at, because my area is saturated with my type of work, right? So I feel like I need to go a little further out, you know, like probably, I don't know, 45 minutes out in a different zip code where it's not as saturated, so I know that I can get the phone calls because it's a new area. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. No worries.
I like my area, and I want to work in my area to some degree, so I don't want to completely rule it out, but I just know that this area is saturated because I've been working out here for 10 years. So.
Right. Yeah, so, yeah, that's something we can help you with. If there's a 45-mile radius, if there's a certain zip code and you kind of want to base it off of that, that's what we do as far as target marketing campaigns. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people that rather work in a different area or high-end zip code or rather than their own local area just because of that same reason of competition. Mm-hmm.
But, okay.
Yeah, you're going to love it. No question. Technicians are really hands-on. They make it nice and simple for you. And I can also see you already have content. Like you have a logo, you have photos. So it's almost perfect timing when it comes down to marketing and also, you know, kind of getting you ready to rebrand when it comes down to, you know, your search terms and what you want to target now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I got a hundred thousand more photos than that. You know, I did high end audio video stuff with a company called Bravis. You can check them out. Bravis.com. I've worked for Star Power. I worked for Magnolia. You know, but
oh,
Bravis
nice.
Was the company that I was with, and it was all smart home. So I'm trying to leverage. That's what I want. I want someone who can help me leverage
mm-hmm.
the fact that I'm in these million-dollar homes, but now I know that you really don't have to spend, you know, $50,000 on a system. You can spend a lot less. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, sure. And are you doing any kind of home automation or – just mainly.
No, I'm not doing the automation thing because that's the stuff that you gotta, you find yourself babysitting. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Like,
yeah. Having to troubleshoot and get phone calls.
Yeah. And now you're just driving for free, you know, because
yeah.
this button is working, that button is not working. And then now you gotta keep coming back. So that's what I'm trying to cut out. I do smart home stuff, but I don't want to really do the home automation. There are more people out here that just need, they just moved in, they want to get their TVs up,
yeah.
get their cameras up, and, you know, be able to just get stuff going than there are people who really need smart home automation and
sure.
TV falling out of the ceiling and curtains and all of that going up and down. And, you know, that's
yeah.
the stuff. With Bravis. Did you look them up? Did you type that in, Bravis.com?
Yeah, yeah. I just kind of looked at their site briefly. And, no doubt. That's kind of, yeah. That's kind of what I asked that, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the, I was an installer for them, and I did the last 2 years was just a service tech with them. So I went in and, you know, got cursed out by all these million-dollar people. Oh, this shit doesn't work. I paid you $80,000. We paid you $100,000, you know. And it doesn't work, and I'm just over that. I'd really rather be with the people that's moving in, that's really willing to pay, you know, to get their TV hung up, their system hooked up, and just it's
yeah.
their stuff they had from before, and now they moved, and they got it working over here, and they're happy. You know what I'm saying? It's
sure.
in and out.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's definitely a better market. Yeah, that's a good way to look at it, and especially on your end. I, you know, you're like, hey, I'd rather go in, get my money, hang up the four rooms with the TVs and get my check, and then we'll go on to the next one. And that's perfect timing because, honestly, if you don't have ads or any way of kind of grabbing that attention to that service, it's really hard to generate those kinds of phone calls. So that's something that's going to kind of benefit you on your end is working with technicians on our end.
Like, that's kind of like what I wanted to – I don't know where, but that's what, if you're taking notes, that's kind of like what I wanted to put in to my like ad. It's like, hey, I've worked for all of these big $1 million, you know, these big
sure.
companies with home and stuff automation. And I realize you really don't have to, you don't have to spend all that to have a great system, you know,
right.
and I'm here to help you, you know, work with what you got. To get you now, and I, you know, I'm just trying to let them know people are more apt. I feel like they'll hear that and be like, oh yeah, let me call this guy.
Of course.
And then at some point in time, they'll say, yeah, I want a little bit more, and I can do a little bit more, but I'm just not leading with the extravagant, you know, all the extravagant AV stuff, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. That's something we'll be able to advertise more is you're more of the more affordable option but the same quality service.
I use the word cookie cutter.
Yeah.
Just, you know, kind of nail it down But and then say, hey man, my thing is, hey, let me do the cookie cutter stuff for you, and then you can decide if you really want to go to the next level. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yes, and that's what people need. They need that done. I mean, a lot of the times, I mean, men nowadays can't even find a stud on the wall. You know,
exactly.
So no doubt, it's definitely a huge market, and especially with the elderly kind of getting the new TVs and kind of upgrading from, you know, the big back box TVs, it's now flat screen. So, and that's a huge, huge market as well with the elderly and people that need that, where you can't even or want to pick up a TV to even hang it up. But absolutely, you know, definitely going to help you with that. But we don't expect you to know about zip codes or anything like that, like I mentioned. You just let us know what you want to be programmed for. You kind of give us a brief description. Hey, I'm thinking about like an ad wanting referring to my experience and where I used to work at. And we'll be able to kind of put something together to kind of trigger and grab that attention of the person that's searching and, you know, kind of going through the advertising.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. To get it started, I'm just going to create the profile, verify the business information. You'll get a series of welcome texts and welcome emails while we're on the phone. Your invoice, everything we're including, and also login credentials. You have access to, you know, track
and
analytics.
Yeah, one thing that's really important for me, man, and I appreciate, and I'm not trying to be funny, but I need somebody that I can understand. So I can understand you very clearly,
yeah.
But whoever dealing with, I need to be able to understand them, you know, and
yeah.
As far as English is their first language, okay?
Oh, yes. No, absolutely. Yeah, everything is based here in the United States, so we don't have anybody that doesn't speak full English or understands what you're saying.
Okay.
But they keep it really simple.
Yes.
Really simple, really easy. Of course, we don't want to kind of like, you know, have you kind of overthink and have a headache with this. It's pretty straightforward. But we'll kind of walk you through any kind of questions that you need as far as finishing out what we need to as far as verification, content, and photos. And, just to make sure you have that presence in your program for the search terms you want.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you did say this is all going to tie into Google reviews and all of that.
Correct. Yeah, you get the Google review generated tool. You could also respond back through that tool. And, every Google review that we know that people write or go directly on that first page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said it comes with a landing page. Is that correct?
If that's basically, that's only if people need a website, we'll create a landing page for them. You know, so just so they have people, you know, somewhere to land on whatever they click.
I think what I'm asking, I mean, I have a landing page, right? I guess what I'm asking for. Lead generation. I'm looking at your line here. It's just a lead generation page, right?
That's good question. So that's mainly kind of clicking in or connecting to the landing page. What we have is kind of similar to what you have with your booking now section. So it's just a kind of like a brief page on our landing page where they could kind of fill out the name, email, phone number, and just kind of like a brief description of the job they need. And then once they click send, it kind of goes directly to you as a free lead from the website or landing page. But that's kind of if we're building you a website or building you a landing page, that's what we mean by, you know, a lead generated tool, right? So since you kind of already have it with the book now section and you already have a landing page, that doesn't really kind of regard to what you're getting with our package. We're just going to link and advertise your book now section and then link and advertise your landing page instead of us creating ours.
Mm-hmm. Mm, okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Popular directory submission. I'm just looking at everything you got here. U.S. client support. Okay. I think I need to change that phone number on my on that landing page. Was there a phone number on there?
Yeah, there is. It's a 483-4333 number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I need to either reactivate that or I probably need to reactivate that and see what's going on with that because I haven't used it in so long.
Gotcha. Yeah, no worries. And if you kind of want to, you know, mainly kind of start targeting the 217-6083 as the primary line, there's going to be a call to action. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want it. That's my personal. I don't want that to be my primary, you know.
Yeah. You want to kind of keep business as business and personal as personal. Yeah,
I want to keep business, man. So, I mean, it might be that it might. I got another business number that I can actually put on this. So it may be that. I just got to see how it works out.
Sure. Whatever you prefer. And that's kind of what I was going to do now, just kind of verify the primary number, a secondary number, like the best number to kind of reach you directly about updates. And, yeah, as far as the primary line of contact for new and potential business, would you want to use the secondary office line that you kind of just mentioned now?
For business, it would be the 9, but you see, you're not going to change that on the landing page. You're just going to type that in on the, what you call it?
On the Google page. Yeah, it'll be on the Google page, also Facebook ads, and also directories would have this number as the primary contact number. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It would probably be the, I mean, and we got some time before we go live on it, right? You got a little time before we go live on it.
Of course, yeah, about a five to six days, business days. So, if you want to switch over or kind of go back into the 978 number, you kind of activated that one again, whatever you prefer. Any changes or adjustments are all included.
Okay, all right, good. So right now, just go ahead and put this number, not this number, but the number I'm going to give you. It's 972-799-9789.
Okay.
You know, that number, you can, you know, it's kind of like a call or text number.
Nice. Okay.
You know,
awesome.
That's that number, but it's just, you know, when I pick this number up sometimes, I'm not saying hello, Kingdom Brothers. You know what I'm saying? So that's why
right.
I'm a little hesitant with it, but I'll give you that number because that is my second number.
Sure.
The number you're calling me on is my personal, and I don't want people having that
online. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. And just to make sure, it's 972-799-9789 as a number.
Yeah.
Awesome. And I do have the primary name of the business is verifying. It's Kingdom Brothers USA. Is that how you want it advertised?
No, it would. In this case, it would probably be. It'll probably be Kingdom Brothers Audio Video. You know what I'm saying? Kingdom Brothers, Kingdom Brothers Audio Video Solutions. That's my name, really. Kingdom Brothers Audio Video Solutions.
Nice. I like that. That sounds good. I like the solutions at the end. That's awesome. Very catchy. So, awesome. I'm going to make a change to Kingdom Brothers Audio Video Solutions.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice change.
And LLC, I usually put LLC so they know it's a business, but I don't know if that's necessary, you know?
Yeah, I would recommend it. If people like looking at that, seeing that you're an LLC. So absolutely, if you want it out there, I definitely recommend it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so put the LLC. And then I get, but the website is Kingdom Brothers USA. I know that's a little off, but, you know, it's just... I was trying to incorporate a bunch of other things, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's totally fine. Yeah, as long as it kind of has that Kingdom Brothers in the beginning, people aren't thrown off at all. They understand, hey, it's the same company. It might just kind of...
And I wanted to shorten it, you know, because Kingdom Brothers Audio Video Solutions, that's a whole lot of typing, you know, so...
Yeah.
Kingdom Brothers, you are the base for the actual, what you call it, is what I'm using.
Yeah, no doubt. And nowadays, you know, people... They just search keywords and search terms. They hardly want to kind of go in and put in the whole .com. So it's going to make it easier for your site to get reached. We're going to link and advertise it, so it's just a click away. It's not getting searched word for word where it could get misspelled.
Awesome.
And then we'll send over the welcome email. You get everything in writing, your terms, also login credentials. You have access to the dashboard. For you, Aaron, what's the best email address for you in the business?
Right now it's going to be the Kingdom Brothers AV at Gmail.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And perfect. As far as just to organize a campaign on our end, what's your last name, Aaron?
Williams.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And as far as business hours and how you want it to appear, what hours are you open for the service calls and phone calls?
Typically, you know, from eight to seven.
Okay. Nice. And Monday through Friday, or 6 or 7 days out of the week, I take it, or?
Yeah, it's typically, yeah, you get Monday through Saturday.
Okay. Nice. And once you're done with an installation, or you're done hanging a TV or a service, how can they pay you? Are you just accepting check and cash? Do you accept Visa, MasterCard, Zelle, Apple Pay?
Yeah, I do those, yeah. Zelle, Apple Pay, Cash App, Visa, MasterCard. I have a Square thing I need to get reestablished, but I can do credit cards, you know.
Nice. Very nice. Awesome. And if you ever want to make any changes, Aaron, like I mentioned, maybe the number changes, you want to switch over photos, or there's an ad, or anything, you want to change with the marketing or anything we're doing for you, it's all included for free, just for future reference whenever you need to, okay?
Okay. But I do need to, when it comes to pay, I do need to, you know, I need to have something where they're putting a deposit down, like after we talk. I mean, what do you think about that? I don't know. I guess most businesses, yeah, they come out for free and they do this and they do that. I have some leeriness about, you know, you can't, when you open yourself up like this, you open yourself up to a lot of foolishness. And some people, you know, you do a whole job and then it's really hard to get paid, right? So.
Right.
I need to have some, I don't know. Are you writing this in? How are you, like, you know, you're asking me about payment right now, but is this something that can be tweaked a little later or what?
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. Anything could be modified or changed. And as far as like wording, and maybe, you know, you wanted to kind of say, hey, I, you know, have to include a travel fee for something that's 10 miles or, you know, 10 miles or further, or even like you mentioning like half off the service and then you pay half the other, you know.
Really, to be totally honest, it really comes in when there's jobs that are like higher. Like if it's these in and out jobs, I'm not worried about anybody giving me no down payment. You know, these in and out jobs are the problem. It's really when it turns into, and I guess we can shelf that, because it's really when it turns into like a big media room, or sometimes I get somebody who wants a whole house. You know, after we've talked about a couple of TVs, they turn over and they say, hey, man, I actually want to do the whole house. You know, I'm going to give you the whole house. And in that, you know, we work out some terms where it's like a 70-30 type of thing, so I can buy equipment and all of that. You know, so probably that's not something that needs to be put up there up front. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, no worries. I was going to mention that, too. You know, it's probably a discussion you and the customer would make, but it's probably like one-off situations, right?
Yeah, they don't bigger commercial jobs. No doubt. Smaller job, just in and out. So, you know,
sure.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, no, that sounds like basically it's fitting for you. But yeah, what I'll do here is I'm gonna override the credit. I'm gonna lock in a discounted rate at just $299. Also, since we have you at a reduced price, also applying a couple credits to waive setup fees, so it's just locked in $298 every month. We'll read off a voice verification. It just outlines everything. There's no contracts with us. It's always that same price. And this part is just another added protection for you as well, okay?
I don't understand what are you saying?
Oh, yes, sir. So what I'll do here is I'm going to apply just to kind of credit the discounted rate, the $299 pricing. And since we have you at a reduced rate to stay Google compliant, we read something called a voice verification that's on a recorded line. And it outlines everything that we're including, that it's month-to-month, just $299. It's not a promo price for 3 months or a year where it goes to $599. It's always that locked-in rate. So, yeah, we read this off, and it's just kind of like another added protection for you as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, yeah. Go ahead, yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. I'm going to apply the credit here. All right. And in terms of securing your campaign for the $298, what would you like to use, a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
It's probably going to be a Visa or something.
Sure.
But you read me stuff, but you haven't even sent me anything. Kind of contract, anything that's stating what it is that we got. I'm just, dude, I just got, I know you don't know this, you don't care, it's a different thing, but I just got burnt with something, doing something over the phone. So it's I don't even work. I don't have anything yet, and now you're taking payment, but I don't have anything in writing saying that this is official other than your conversation.
Gotcha. Yeah, I can send over a program recap to you via email now. We send everything to you while we process payment over the phone. So while we're on the phone, you'll get the welcome text, your terms, your updated pricing. I'm actually going to stay on the phone with you just to make sure you're getting the welcome text. We're also a Verisite secured company, and Aaron, we work with TrustWave Commerce, so you're federally protected when you do any transactions with us. Mm-hmm. So you're in great hands.
That's what they all say. Great hands. Until you get off the phone.
Yeah, and it's going to be a long communicative team effort when it comes down to working with each other. It's important that we're constantly updating you, that we're letting you know the newest ads or the new tabs that they have available for your marketing. So that's really important. It's an important piece that we're constantly communicating with each other to get you that success and the marketing that you need. And I'm going to send over my extension, my direct line and the extension. So I'm always going to be the lead on the account, so you could always reach me directly for any questions also, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right, it's a Visa.
Okay. Name on the card, is it your name or the name of the business?
No, it's my name.
Okay. And yes, so the card number, whenever you're ready, I'll repeat it back to you for accuracy and quality assurance.
4117 730 1678 5142.
5142. Thank you. Expiration date, month and year?
927.
And the security code on the back of the card?
191.
191. Thank you. And the billing address for the Visa card, what's the current billing address as far as house number and street name?
11851 Singing Brook Road, Frisco, Texas, 75035.
Got it. And that's Singing Brook Road, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. And then the number there, it's 11851, just to make sure.
Yeah.
Awesome. And I might be missing one number out of the second group of numbers, but I'll just repeat what I have here. Just let me know what the number missing number is. So I have 4117, and I have 730.
Okay, yeah, 7350.
Five, gotcha. And then I have 1678-5142 is the last four, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. And then 09/27, expiration. And then 191, security code.
Yeah.
Excellent. And what I'll do here is I'm going to send this off to the Department of Finance so they can process the payment. Within about 1 to 2 minutes while we're still on the phone together, you'll receive a welcome text, also a welcome email. Everything in writing, everything we're including. I'm actually going to stay on the line. We're going to kind of open up everything as far as the terms, the invoice. Your pricing, it's not for just a month. Like I said, it's a locked-in rate. Every month is $298 for you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to read off the voice verification here now. So this just outlines everything we talked about, everything we're including. It is on a recorded line, so I'm just going to grab the paper here so we can read it off verbatim. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's just an added protection for you. Mm-hmm. So yes, sir, it states, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Kingdom Brothers Audio Video Solutions, LLC.
Thank you, sir. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Owner. Okay. Aaron Williams.
Thank you, Aaron. It says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Thank you. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And as an increase in visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to emails and phone calls from Local Splash?
Yes. Would you say something about third-party vendors?
Oh, yeah. So that rarely happens. It's just to stay Google compliant. Basically, if anybody tries to sell you Facebook ads, or for an example, they want to put you on mobile platforms, on smart cards or directories, right? If you hear things that sound like our service, you could just kind of politely disconnect or disregard their call because you already basically have that. But if that ever happens, you could kind of just give us a call just to make sure you're not paying for something that you already have.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys just selling my information or giving my information to third party people?
No, sir, not at all, not at all. We're never going to do that at all. But since you're getting a first page campaign, you're getting Facebook advertising, you're getting the first page Google listing, it might attract third-party vendors like Yelp and Apple Maps, right? They might want to list you on their directory. So that rarely happens, but just to stay Google compliant, we have to let you know that you're getting more exposure, so it might attract those kind of phone calls. So, again, that rarely happens. But no, sir, yeah, we don't sell your information or anything like that. We're just simply advertising it in the areas and keywords and search terms, so you might get some attraction. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, but no worries. I've never had a situation where that ever happened, so no worries. And the second part is kind of going in regards to more of the Google page and the Facebook ads. It just says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So it's kind of similar to the same thing I just mentioned. If anybody calls and they want to run Facebook ads, they want to run the Google page and optimize it, just call us before you pay them. That way you don't pay for two things you have with us already, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And then last part, yes, sir, here. Just say for your payment, an initial term, an account setup will be charged on today's date, which is May 28, 2024, and the discounted amount at just $298. This will be recurring payment when the term is completed. Agreement would automatically renew each month, same day, the 28th, same discounted price, just $299. Now, you may discontinue or cancel your program at any time by contacting client support. All we ask is just give us a call 3 days before your next billing is due, if you ever wish to cancel or pause the programming in the future. Now, do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Awesome. Excellent. I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard here to the Local Splash family, Aaron. I mean, I know in my heart it's going to be a phenomenal marketing campaign with you. So welcome to the team.
Okay.
Absolutely. And then, yeah, you're going to really like it. Next order of business here is we'll lock in a client interview with the technician. That's where they're going to cover kind of the rebranding, you know, the keywords, search terms, photos. We just want to make sure we represent you properly in the areas and for the search terms that you want. So I'm going to open up their calendar. I'm going to check the earliest availability that best fits your schedule so we could put you in for that phone call. Again, really nice. They're really smart, and we don't expect you to know about zip codes or conversion. We'll do that back-end legwork for you so, you know, you always program for the best when it comes down to the packages. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it looks like I do have a slot. Looks like the earliest one is tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in the morning in between 10 and 11. But I also have around lunchtime between 12 and 1 as the second earliest. And also the afternoon times, like around this time. So I don't know if any of those times kind of work better for you as far as the phone call.
Yeah, 10 or 11 sounds good.
Nice. And again, we usually block out like an hour window just in case of questions, content, you know, making sure everything is to the T and how you want it. But typically, they take about 20, 30 minutes to kind of get the programming done. So it shouldn't take up too much of your time, but it's a really important phone call to get everything situated as far as adding, creating it, and targeting the areas.
More is better. I mean, I don't really think with me, you're going, half hour is going to be I don't think an hour is going to be enough, but, you know, because I really need this to kick off great. So.
Yeah, no, that's as long as we need to take. Yeah, if you want to go longer than that, it's not a problem at all. Yeah, they'll more than happy to help you. They're more analytical. They're more hands-on. Those are the kind of the